This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1964. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded January 8th, Alaska, Argentina, Armenia, Australia, Bangladesh, Congo DR, Cuba, Germany, Greece, India, Iran, Kyrgyzstan, Madagascar, Netherlands, New Zealand, Oman, Peru, Russia, Sudan South, Thailand, UK, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Following up last week's first item about KICY 850 Nome, Alaska being heard in Southern California, Tim Hall in Chula Vista confirms, yes, he did hear it, and he's heard it several times since. He says if you're anywhere in the West you don't think you can hear this station, try anyway. Before they switched to their directional antenna toward Siberia in Russian, he heard them, for example, January 3rd at 0614 UT with a local music program called Singspiration, parallel to their web stream of KICY, and he says they've been crushing KOA Denver for several minutes at a time. And here's an Argentine pirate on shortwave, but a very tough target in North America. Radioactiva, reported on 9990 kHz with music at 22 UT, January 3rd, by Daniel Williams in Mato Grosso, Brazil. And he presents a YouTube of it. I suppose he was able to identify it since he's involved in the South American pirate radio scene. A new year always brings some unexpected changes in broadcasting as contracts run out or people simply decide it's time to stop or start something new. But this may not be final information because holidays have been involved. Anyhow, Ruman Pankov in Sofia, Bulgaria reports to Rusty X that Public Radio of Armenia, broadcasting in different languages on 4810, was not on the air December 28th and 29th. On shortwave radiogram via Roger in Germany, a report about TechSun's sister company, Avcom, operating a teleport from Sydney's northern beaches in New South Wales with satellite links for Australia and the Pacific Islands. They also operate a facility in Goulburn, NSW, where they have been granted a domestic HF broadcasting license on 5050 kHz. They say this project is being worked on in our spare time. We're all hobbyists, after all, and we hope to be operational by mid-2019. We also have ambitions to broadcast in DRM on shortwave to spur further interest in DRM. Well, we already have Australian private stations on 5045 and 5055, so another one in between would be just a bit too close for comfort, especially if it goes into DRM. For example, to Hardcore DX, Art Delibear in Maryland says, I'm getting very weak audio from Radio 4KZ in North Queensland at 1210 UT, January 5th. Too weak to make out details other than music and talk, but people in quieter locations may have better luck. And of course, on 5045, there is Unique Radio, which carries World of Radio. On Monday, January 7th, Matt Francis, also in New South Wales, has a fair signal from Unique Radio, 5045 LSB, during World of Radio at 0930 UT Monday. Better reception for him than the transmission all the way from WINB, Saturday at 12 UT on 9265. But the distance from Unique Radio to him, Gunnedah to Paddington, NSW, is only 355 kilometers or 208 statute miles. Over the holidays, Walt Somini from Victoria, B.C. has paid another visit to his cottage on Haida Gwaii Island, also in British Columbia, where he has all kinds of excellent antennas and pulls in fantastic DX, both on medium and shortwave. Here's just one example from his report. January 1st at 1644, Bangladesh Betar on 693 kilohertz. It is a megawatt. Very good reception. It's been a while since hearing this one, he says. I'm most pleased. Best heard on the North Beverage. It faded some, but returned a number of times at a good level. Checked in just before 17:30 UT. Seemed to go off without any announcements at that time, just some music. Quite a sensation early in the new year was the missionary station in Bukavu, Congo DR, Radio Kahuzi. Not that it could be heard direct in North America, but at least via remote receivers. 6210.20 kHz was the frequency reported by Dan Robinson near Washington, D.C. He sent a recording of it. He was looking for Euro Pirates at 17:30 UT on New Year's Day, but heard this African nature signal and followed up further. It sounded like a special New Year's broadcast. They may well have been on the air later than usual, which made it more possible to hear them even in Europe with a remote receiver. Bruce Churchill in California, who also enjoys DXing remotely, says it is certainly Radio Kahuzi. The signal strength quite better than any of my loggings. I wonder if they've upgraded the transmitter or antenna. He says, I have a good relationship with Barbara and Harold Smitty Smith in Florida, who are the station's administrative staff. Barbara's the sister of the manager of Radio Kahuzi, Richard McDonald. Richard and his wife, Kathy, have been in the DR Congo for many years with Radio Kahuzi and have had many narrow escapes from the unrest in that part of Central Africa. The next day, Melno Ritola in Finland says, they were hardly readable at 1600 UT and signed off at 1611. They may have been on after sunset previously due to the elections in the Congo DR. Dan Robinson then got a reply from the station confirming his recording and saying they would send a QSO card, and they say our power cuts off often, so that may be why their schedule is erratic. More remote monitoring via a receiver in England. Bruce Churchill says it went off abruptly in mid-program January 2nd at 18:12. In ADX via Wolfgang Büschel, Christoph Ratzer in Austria agrees it closed down at 18:11, measured on 6210.188. Something's always wrong at Radio Havana, Cuba, so what shall we feature this week? Well, something which hasn't been happening very often despite all their other problems, being significantly off-frequency. But January 8th, I found two of their frequencies pretty skewed. At 0640 UT, in English, 5039.936. And at 1401 UT, 15139.822. It cut off the air for a bit, and when it was off, I could not hear any trace of Oman. However, Ivo Ivanov, Bulgaria, says that did come on in English a few minutes later. DARC Radio, the German ham radio news program, which usually goes out on Sundays and Mondays, is now daily on 7440 kHz, channel 292 Germany, Monday to Saturday at 16 to 17 UT as well. The high power broadcast continues on Sundays, as normally on 6070. This continues right up to the end of January. Whether it continues after that, we'll have to wait and see. Should allow more distant members the opportunity of hearing that station now. That is Dark Radio in German on 7440. Roger in Germany wonders if they've chosen that time since it's right at gray line time, twilight, for propagational reasons, and a reply from Rainer Englert, DF2NU, the editor of Radio Dark, confirms that. It is the intention to send Radio Dark exactly on a gray line time slot. Sunset in Germany, our intention to give some chance for far distant reception in Asia and maybe Australia. We already got a report from New Zealand, but a weak signal. We intend to transmit for 1 or 2 months and then review the success of the new time slot. The daily transmissions at 16 UT are a repetition of Sunday's main transmission on 6070 and 7440. Speaking of channel 292 and 7440 in Germany, more about that from swelling.ru via Igor in RusDX. Since the end of October, channel 292 has been broadcasting on the new frequency of 7440, and it's still on 6070 unchanged. Channel 292 is a German HF broadcast operator using a former Deutsche Welle transmitter, power up to 100 kilowatts, but usually run at only 25 kilowatts. It relays many other stations or programs without their own transmitters. Its both frequencies appear to be, according to their website, on the air around the clock. Rainer Ebeling, DB8QC, owner of the transmitting station near Ingolstadt, Bavaria, is waiting for reports on reception at the new frequency to assess signal quality. See www.channel292.de. Some more seemingly big news emerged January 4th when Joe's Jacob of DX India reported that the All India Radio National Channel had been cancelled, effective immediately. That is, on shortwave 9380, the overnight service between 1320 and midnight 40 UT, and also on the megawatt medium wave frequency of 1566, and a lower powered one on 1215. So everybody started tuning in those frequencies and found they are still on the air. It's not entirely clear whether the programming source may have changed or just how extensive this close down of the national channel really is, or whether it still has not quite happened. This originated with the Indian press, such as in Indian Express, via Alan Rowe and Hans-Jörg Biener. It said the national channel came up in 1987 and played an important role in keeping people abreast with national issues. Public broadcaster Prasar Bharati has decided to close down All India Radio's national channel and its regional training academies in five cities as part of cost-cutting measures and to rationalize services. As I said, a number of monitors were still hearing all three frequencies, including Joe's Jacob in India, as of January 6th, who says all three are on as usual today from 1320 UT, 1215 from New Delhi, 1566 from Nagpur, and 9380 from Aligarh. The Voice of Greece could be using 9420 all the time, but usually closes a few minutes after 08 UT, according to numerous reports by Ivo Ivanov, Bulgaria. However, something else happened on January 4th. He heard Radio Farda via Lampertheim, Germany, starting at 0730 UT. They were testing until 1030. This may have been for one day only, however. Nothing was heard on that channel at 0850 UT, January 5th. According to Wolfgang Büschel, who says it may have been an antenna repair test on the dipoles at Lampertheim, Germany. A broadcast station which has long been active just above 4 MHz is Kyrgyz Radio 1, or Berinchi Radio, from Bishkek, Kyrgyzstan, nominal 4010, but always considerably off-frequency. It's a 100 kilowatt non-directional transmitter. Among his many logs on his de-expedition in British Columbia, Walt Somniv reports it on 4010.223, January 1st at 0118. In fact, it's listed in English at this time, but he was only hearing non-stop vocal music and couldn't be sure about the speech. They could be in Kyrgyz, Russian, or German, depending on the time. And this is also reported by Johnny Serra in Roma, Italia, on 4010.22, presumably January 5th at 1636 until 1710, with local chanting and a brief sentence in a local language. Via kilohertz, megahertz, and gigantic hertz, World of Radio 1964, bringing you the non-commercial website worldofradio.com and the publication DX Listening Digest. We are very much appreciative of voluntary contributions to cover our expenses. Thanks this week for checks in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank received from Tim Hendel in Huntsville, Alabama, and from Doug Brown of London, Ontario, and Seminole, Florida. They were sent to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. One may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Here's some news via Ivo Ivanov. On January 7th, no signal heard from Madagascar World Voice, MWV. The staff of MWV wrote the following: "We have a problem with Madagascar.
Yesterday, there was a storm and lightning struck the station, started a fire, and the transformer burned out. So, broadcasting from Madagascar will not be done for now. The exact date of repair is unknown because the new transformer must be brought from the mainland. I wonder if they mean the mainland of America. Meanwhile, keep an ear out for their African Pathways Radio English Hours at 18 UT on 13670, at 20 UT on 11965. Studio 52 is a network of small hobby radio stations in the Netherlands and Germany. They say we broadcast our program from the Netherlands via our stream and sometimes via shortwave. There was a shortwave transmission on New Year's Day, and the next one is Saturday, January 19th at 12 to 15 UT on 5970, 125 kilowatts via the Nauen, Germany transmitter. Thanks to Mike Terry for that info, as well as Roger in Germany. More details at studio52radiogroup.jimdo.com. Last week we had news of Radio New Zealand testing on 6115, but now they've made it permanent, replacing 7390. I heard it on the first day, January 5th, at 1424. That frequency is also used by Radio Nikkei Japan, but it closes at 1000 UT, and New Zealand is now starting at 1259 onwards. No more 7390, which would have held up a bit later into the day side over here. The schedule of RNZ Pacific shows 6115 running until 1650 UT, except Saturdays until 1758, when it switches to 9700. The other days at 1651, the transmitter switches to DRM on 5975. 15140 often lacks Radio Sultanate of Oman, even if there's no interference from Cuba, which there usually is. Some have concluded that Oman is no longer active, but it is, apparently, on an irregular basis. Besides that logging I mentioned under Cuba, Yves Ivanov, Bulgaria, says a very good signal in English, January 3rd, from 1400, but distorted audio. Furthermore, we can never be sure that that hour will be in English or Arabic. Should you hear an unidentified Latin American on 4855, this could be it. In the Condish list, Alfredo Cañote in Lima, Peru, says he heard a spur from Radio Huanta 2000 Ayacucho at 1030 UT on 4747, but also with an equally strong signal on 4855. Here's another New Year change, but can we be sure it's permanent? Ivo Ivanov says, all broadcasts of GTRK Adygeyan Radio are cancelled. That's the obscure service in Russia from the so-called Armavir transmitter site with 100 kilowatts on 6,000 kilohertz. They had been broadcasting in the local language, Adygeyan, as well as in Arabic and Turkish, on a very irregular schedule. It had been 18 to 19 UT on Mondays and Fridays only, the latter being only in Adygeyan, and also at 19 to 20 on Sundays in Adygeyan. Also occupying the 6,000 frequency, of course, is Brother Scare via Bulgaria, between 18 and 20 UT. And another station reported by Ivo Ivanov to have left shortwave, iRadio, EYE, for South Sudan, since he was not hearing it on January 1st. They have had lapses before and then come back. Here is what the schedule had been in Juba Arabic, Monday through Friday only via three different transmitter sites. 04 to 05 UT, 11620 Madagascar, 15 to 16, 15410 Vatican, and 16 to 18, 15410 France. In New Zealand DX Times, Brian Clark reports, Bangkok Meteorological Radio Thailand, 6765.1, good in USB, December 12th at 1815, with a possible interval signal and a woman speaking Thai, music resumed. They are scheduled to broadcast weather information both in Thai and in English, according to the IB list, for two-hour blocks with 1 hour in between, starting at midnight, 3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18, and 21 UT. As I recall, they do have a QSL card. I don't see them listed in the World Radio TV handbook, although I think maybe they used to be, since they are semi-utility. This may have encouraged Ivo Ivanov Bulgaria to report their other frequency, 8743 USB in English, January 6th at 1840, with a good signal, Bangkok Meteorological Radio. Were the Big Ben chimes at New Year on BBC World Service fake? That's the question posed by Richard Langley in New Brunswick. They had the quarter chimes and the gongs of Big Ben at midnight UT, make that GMT, on New Year's Eve, but the quarter chimes bells in Big Ben have been disconnected from the clock mechanism since August 2017, while the Elizabeth Tower is undergoing renovations, which reportedly will last 4 years. For special occasions such as New Year's Eve, a bespoke electric mechanism has been built to power the Big Ben 200-kilogram striking hammer, he says, but as I understand it, the quarter chimes cannot be rung at the present time. BBC Radio 4 acknowledged they currently use a recording of Big Ben. So does the World Service also. Further evidence comes from BBC Radio 5 live coverage, where we could hear the gongs but no quarter chimes. In fact, the first two midnight gongs were double. Could it have been two live microphones with one delayed with respect to the other, or a live mic and a recording that was subsequently cut off? It was puzzling. Stephen Luce in Texas replies, I listen to the Big Ben New Year's chimes on the World Service online, and the two things I noticed were much lower background ambient noise than usual, plus the lack of the rumble and tumble sounds of the traditional clock mechanisms. There was a loud click between each bell chime, but I did not hear any doubling. The quarter chimes also rang as usual. During the following newscast, BBC did say Big Ben was under renovation, but had been reactivated for New Year's. I figured some sort of temporary arrangement in use to drive the bells, which might be the electric mechanism Richard referred to. An ARRL notice via Paul Dobosch on the MARE tip sheet. FEMA Region 10 will conduct monthly communications exercises, COMMEX, on the third Wednesday of each month, January 16th, 1730 to 19 UT. Hams are invited to take part in the exercise to test and exercise interoperable communication during a major disaster in which communication infrastructure is significantly damaged or destroyed. FEMA Region 10 will use the call sign Whiskey Golf Yankee 910. The frequencies involved are 5330.5, 5346.5, 5357, 5371.5, and 5403.5 kHz, that is, those window frequencies called by hams 60 meters. About World of Radio scheduling, Tim Gaynor of Unique Radio New South Wales reminds us that his 5045 LSB transmitter is back in service, including World of Radio, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 0930 UT, also alternate Saturdays at the same time. Furthermore, he is running the same programming during the WINB Pennsylvania relay, Saturdays at 10 to 12:30 UT on 9265, including World of Radio at 1200. Checking the WRMI schedule grids, I spot new times for World of Radio. Thank you, Jeff. UT Thursday at 0100 on 7780. And Thursday at 2100 UT on 7780 and 5950. I did not know about these in time to confirm them last week. There may be a problem with the Thursday 21 UT broadcast because 7780 is also scheduled to carry the Argentina relay in German at 21 UT Monday through Friday. Our other new times have been confirmed, Saturdays at 12:30 and 22 UT on 9955. That frequency, of course, is also the one webcast by WRMI. And Monday at 23:30 on 9955, but not on 5950, contacts. It's that and 4980 and 9395 at that hour are all carrying Supreme Master TV. Since I mentioned all those other German stations, I should also mention our German station, Hamburger Local Radio, which carries World Radio three times each weekend. I think they're all back on the air now after some disruptions for the holidays. That is Saturday at 0730 on 6190, Saturday at 1531 on 9485, and Sunday at 1130 on 7265, all compatible upper sideband. Most of these have been confirmed by Ivo Ivanov of Bulgaria and Alan Gale in England, and I are always trying to hear the middle one on 9485, but we may be too close with the signal skipping over our remote receiver in the Netherlands or his own receiver in England. On January 5th at 0712, I was surprised to find WINB still on the air at that very late hour, 9265 with a preacher. That was less than 3 hours before the unique radio Saturday-only relay would start, so perhaps they filled in the gap between that and the usual sign-off before that around 0330. During a routine band scan January 6th at 1435, I found a just barely audible carrier, JBA, 17 hertz below 15810, which had to be the very irregular WTWW number 3 transmitter at its typical frequency offset. But that was a very bad day for 19-meter propagation, as even the three Cubans were weakened and no spurs audible. I managed to match the audio finally to 9475, Scriptures for America, which, by the way, at first had a double audio input. They turned the transmitter off and back on and got rid of that. Although I could barely hear 15810, Ivo Ivanov, Bulgaria, says he was getting a fairly good signal from it at the same time. Here's a very strange unidentified in the pirate band, but we're not sure if it's really a pirate. January 2nd at 2240 past 2254 on 6989.94 LSB, I was hearing a very strange monologue by some guy. The language sounded rather like Japanese, but with huge vocalized pauses. Mostly he would say, ah, and occasionally some other vowels, on and on. This was also heard by Mark Taylor, Wisconsin, in the NASA flash sheet on two other occasions. He says 6990 LSB, January 1st at 2225, and January 6th at midnight 59. The Space Weather Prediction Center of NOAA is headed by this notice. Parts of the U.S. government are closed. However, because the info this site provides is necessary to protect life and property, it will be updated and maintained during the federal government shutdown. The geomagnetic field is expected to reach unsettled levels on 7, 26, and 31 January. Unsettled to active 16, 24, 25 January, and 1 and 2 February. G1 minor levels likely on 24 January. Numerically, ANK indices peaking at 12 and 4 January 16th, 20 and 5 on the 24th, 15 and 4 February 1st. Solar flux 70 until creeping up to 71 January 20th. And so concludes another World of Radio number 1964. Glenn Hauser here. Thanks for listening. And please be sure to hear me again next week.